Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times where none of us know what we're doing.
Between forgetting the sellotape, trying to squeeze eight people...
Best gift I've ever received has to be...
Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Can you say Rob Beckett? Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
There you go.
That was like a American Josh.
Josh,
come on already. Get off the sidewalk, Josh.
I saw Georgia, but that, and I thought, oh yeah, but that's actually the name of one of the people.
This Georgia?
Is 7-year-old Jackson, quite an American name as well, attempting to read the intro prompt to his 5-year-old brother, Harry, and 1-year-old cousin, Rosa. We bribed him with a... Want to have a guess?
Chocolate bar?
Freddo, yes.
And they're posh. It was right. I was going to say it might have been one of them, like, the weird grain bars.
Oh, fuck
that. Kids don't really like, but you try and give that to them before they realise Maltesers exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, I am in Australia.
You're touring Australia?
It's 11 p.m.
It's 11 p.m. It's 1 p.m. It's 1 p.m. UK time. 11 p.m. Brisbane time.
I've just seen your photo of how I put the mic set up, and it looks so much like a cock.
Oh my God, yeah, it really does. Yeah, you're wearing a Taco Bell t-shirt. Is that what you wear in bed? Your Taco Bell t-shirt?
That's my comfy hotel room clothes. I sleep naked.
The good thing about that is you're away from Lou, but yeah. She can be sure that you're not looking elsewhere if you're packing your Taco Bell t-shirt, Rob.
I didn't pack my sexy... Because obviously I have my sexy clothes I wear to bed.
Of course.
But I say for Lou, you do as well, because you've got your sexy outfit. What's that outfit you wear for Rose again? Is it the Farnham's outfit?
Yeah, it's silk boxer shorts, obviously.
Yeah, smooth. I like it. Yeah.
And then just a Frankie Goes Says Relax t-shirt and then a pair of Doc Martens. Yeah, and braces. It's pretty sexy.
Oh, how are you, Josh? I've not spoken to you for ages.
I'm great. I'm good. I'm all right. That went down, didn't it? I've got loads of parenting to talk about, Rob.
I haven't got loads to talk about parenting-wise, to be honest.
No, so I thought, why don't I do the parenting so that we keep the audience on board and then we'll hear about your time gallivanting around Australia doing gigs? How does that sound?
Yes, let's do it that way. I've seen you a lot of you walking around Victoria Park in the rain looking at Christmas trees.
Fucking hell,
and it
mate.
Looks a bit, it feels a bit weird, Josh. You're like, you're really into it, but you just keep going back to the same Christmas trees. Why don't you go to other Christmassy stuff?
But it's the only thing near me that's Christmassy. Well, Rob, magic has gone Christmas. We've made the move on our kitchen radio.
Oh, so you're listening to, okay.
We're listening to Magic 100% Christmas.
So is your tree up yet? Lou's doing decorations today. We're recording this on the 28th.
Oh, she's putting a tree up today. We once went in November, and by Christmas Day, the tree was a sorry state.
I think we spoke about this. We made the move. Artificial.
Of course, Rob.
High-end artificial.
You're a fucking loose neck. Of course. If anyone said, what's the difference between Widdicombe and Beckett, I'd say Widdicombe has got a tree dying in his living room and Beckett's gone artificial. That is the difference.
I'm just saying, if you go high-end artificial, you never look back.
Well, we've done that with our lawn, Rob. We've done that with our lawn.
AstroTurf, do you like it?
I do look back. I do look back on that one. But I do like it because you never get muddy. But conversely, it's such a small lawn, Rob.
I think the smaller, you've got to go AstroTurf because you'll never get it to a good level when it's little.
Yeah. Well, this the last house we lived in, we had a grass lawn, Rob, that
what
was about...
What are we talking about?
Wait. This is absolutely prime me. I'm not psychologically equipped to deal with a grass lawn. It got in my head too much. The weeds, the watering.
Oh,
and I was mental load.
You've got to keep on top of that.
Yeah, I don't want the mental load of a lawn. I just can't. I've got enough going on in my head without a lawn in there.
Yeah.
So that's where I am.
Sure. So why don't you push that to Christmas as well? You don't have to worry about when you get the tree and when it's going to die. You can just have Christmas from the mid-November if you want.
There's no space in zone two, Rob, for me to store a Christmas tree.
It's a storage problem. You've got a cellar, are you?
Rob, our cellar is up to the fucking eyeballs in storage. It's a nightmare.
We got a storage room, did I tell you?
Yeah, you did. Did you tell us on the podcast?
Lou's got a storage room.
A big yellow storage room?
Yeah. Or other storage rooms are available.
Other storage rooms are available, depending on who sponsors the podcast currently. What's in your storage room?
Mainly all my stuff.
Really? That's what happened with me.
Yeah.
Rose made me throw out my CDs, Rob, and hers are still here. How has that happened?
Okay, so you've not gone after... Anyway, no, talk to us about parenting. Come on, we've gone Christmas early. We're not doing a Christmas special now. Also, it's hot here and Christmas here. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's unnatural. I went to...
Well, Father Christmas is overdressed.
Of course he is, Rob. Of course
he's not dressed for the weather, is he?
No.
Sometimes you see Father Christmas in a pair of board shorts like he's going surfing, hate it. I don't want to see Santa's knees.
No.
No one wants to see Santa's knees. Ever. Imagine going to... If you saw Santa and he had shorts on, and that you'd ask for money back.
Yeah, unacceptable. Well, we're going tomorrow. We're going to Lapland, Ascot. So I'll let you know about that the next episode. But we started our Christmas experiences last Saturday, Rob.
Are you taking your youngest to that as well?
Yes, we are. It's going to be wasted on him. Is that the laugh that says he's going to have a great time?
He's going to have a great time, yeah. Absolutely. He'll be running around, running onto the ice, running at reindeer, just screaming out of a room, and you'll be hunched over, shuffling behind.
Oh, for God's
sake.
Like
all parents with toddlers.
Oh, God. I've made a massive mistake.
Keep us posted, though. Looking forward to it.
I bet you are. I'm glad. So that's something to look forward to in next week's episode.
I've got some jet lag stuff that'll make you laugh.
Okay,
in a
good
minute, so you'll feel better.
So we started our Christmas festivities. We went to the premiere.
Yeah.
Of The Snowman at Sadler's Wells.
I didn't think you could get stiffer. I've told you the time I went to Sadler's Wells with an ex-girlfriend, didn't I? Or it might have been with Lou,
yeah,
I can't remember.
I think you have told me that.
And I didn't know in dance no one spoke.
Yeah, well, obviously in The Snowman no one speaks, so there's no big loss there. It's The Snowman.
Yeah, but in dance, no one speaks. They don't even go like, hello, welcome, we're going to do a bit of that. Nothing. There's nothing. They just dance. All of it is just dance.
Yep. Too bloody right, mate.
I thought there'd be an MC, like somebody going, right, just...
It's not Magic Mike.
I think they need to try and bridge that gap. Well, he needs someone to go, look, everyone, this is what's going to happen. And they'll help you through it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Rob, you say it's stiff neck, right? First things first.
Go on.
We did the red carpet.
Hang on, right, okay, so is this like, go on, why do you keep referring to yourself as Widdicombe
because,
all the time?
Because that's how the Daily Mail, do you want to know what the Daily Mail described me as, Rob, on the red carpet? Dapper.
No, good to know. Oh, so you found your market, have you, the Daily Mail?
No, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying
it's demographic, is it?
So, do you want to know, I've never been to an event.
Hang on, so did you go to a public event? With your family?
I did, yeah.
And they take photos?
Yeah.
Is this what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that stresses me out. I think that would stress you out more than me.
No, do you know what? We went there, got out. I was already ready for this. And so it's not a red carpet. It's one of those, you know, those boards you stand in front of.
A white carpet for the snowman.
No, it's a small piece of red. You know those boards that football managers stand on in front of? And you have your photo taken, it's got a few things behind it. That kind of situation. You know when you do Lorraine?
It's like that,
and they get your photo just in front of the Lorraine board. Yeah.
So basically, you've just gone to a normal theatre show, but they pull you to the side. And you just for like a free ticket.
Yeah.
Josh, some of the people were there are totally unacceptable.
But this is incredible, Rob. I've never been to an event with an odder clientele.
Can I
just run you through who I saw?
Three names.
Right.
I know three already.
The first two people I saw... And I was like, because I was like, who's going to go to this? The first two people I saw were Gemma Collins and Charlie Brooker. Not together. And you're like, what the fuck
Charlie
is
Brooker
this?
The,
Charlie Brooker from Black Mirror.
Charlie Brooker from Black Mirror, not Charlie Brooks from... No. Not Janine from EastEnders.
No, and not the guy that's married to Rebecca Brooks either. Charlie Brooker are one of our greatest writers and greatest satirists. And Gemma Collins, right?
Gemma
and
Collins?
And then Gokwan.
He hasn't got kids, does he?
Gokwan, no, he's just there with his boyfriend.
He just loves snowmen.
Kevin Eldon, honestly.
Kevin Eldon?
You're like, who is this for? Gemma Collins, well, Kevin Eldon, Charlie Brooker and Gokwan, Alison Steadman.
And Arlene Phillips.
I didn't see Arlene Phillips.
she got a photo with the snowman.
Did she? Oh, I didn't get a fucking photo with the snowman. Didn't get that option.
But also, you're in the photo with Rose and your daughter.
Yeah. She wanted to do it.
Your daughter wanted to do it. Yeah. You can't tell her no, can you?
Yeah, but I was like, she wants to do it. And this is, I never go to these things, but this is the kind of thing where you're like, this is a really good thing that she wants to go to. So I'm just going to take advantage. The only premiere I've ever been to was absolutely fabulous. That was the film, not my description of it. It was Fast and Furious 7, but it was absolutely fabulous.
Well, do you know what? The reason why there's that weird mix is because it's a stiff neck event, so you just assume it would be full of stiff necks, and then all the sort of Gemma Collins brigades turned up for a free bit of male online space.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'd have them in the pictures, but like I say, I can't tell them not to be in it. You can't say to your daughter, you're not allowed in his photo because that would do more damage. Yeah. But then also, she doesn't know the implications of being in the Mail Online.
No, I know, but...
It's a balance, isn't
it? It's a balance, but do you know what?
To be fair, it was the premiere of The Snowman. It wasn't a 48-hour Coke binge, was it?
Exactly.
Now, that would be the premiere of The Snowman.
Oh, my new character. There we go. That's good, Rob. That's good. But
that's fun then. That's good.
It was great fun. We had a lovely time.
Are we still relatable if you're going to premieres, Josh?
I mean, it's The Snowman, Rob.
Because at this stage, you're going to premieres and I've not seen my children for 2 weeks.
Yes, it is a problem.
What have we become?
Well, that is an issue, Rob.
No, I am going to see him again, though. So this is an anomaly. Anyway, so you went to the premiere. What else have you done, festivities-wise?
The other things we've done, festivity-wise... My son said his first words, Rob. Is that exciting?
First words, what was it?
Well, I realised is it's not like a moment, is it? That's really...
I literally don't even know what my kid's first words were. Is that bad?
I think it's an overrated event. It's an overrated event because...
Not at the time it felt great.
But, but they slowly form them. It's not like they go from nothing to going, hiya. Do you know what I mean? Hello, my name's,
Rob. Or
so,
out of nowhere, they just said something.
So they're
like
kind of forming the sounds and they're getting... So I haven't on either occasion gone, and there's the first words. Do you know what I mean?
So what did he say?
So he's kind of drifted into it. He does mama and he does quack quack. If you ask him what sound a duck makes.
Oh, that's got to hurt you, innit?
I'm trying to overlook it, Rob.
Duck over Widdicombe? How do you want him to call you, Widdicombe or Josh?
You've got to remember how often I take him to see the ducks in the park, Rob. You've got to remember
that. True, quack, quack.
And he's always facing away from me in that situation when he's in the buggy.
Right, okay, so quack, quack a mama.
Yeah.
Rose must be loving that.
I'd say it's an early victory, Rob.
Has she been gloating?
No, she hasn't. She's kept it to herself. She's...
Okay.
Yeah. She's been good about it. I'll be honest with you, Rob. I got off to a slow start with my daughter, and now I'm pretty much the favourite, I'm going to say it.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. But,
you are saying that. You wouldn't have said it if you didn't mean it.
No, I would say if I didn't mean it, Rob. I say a lot of things I don't mean.
You're backtracking now in case Rose hears this and gets the arm.
Well, do you know what? She has made a complaint about the podcast, Rob.
Oh, has she? What's that? She doesn't want too many apps on her phone.
yeah, exactly. The bit where me and you talked about inventing a comfortable shoe was the most old person thing she'd ever heard in her life, and she thought it was pathetic.
Well, she needs to realise that she's married to an old man. No offence, Josh.
Cheers, mate.
But that's what we are. Yeah. If anyone's in denial, it's Rose.
Yeah? What, with her uncomfortable shoes?
Look, I tell you what, we're going to get to about 60, right?
Yeah.
And Rose is going to be in absolute bits. I won't be able to walk anywhere because she's been wearing nice shoes. And Rose wears lovely shoes. She has great shoes. But what I'm saying is, me and you are going to be in a terrible pair of shoes, but we're going to be flying through that high street. We are going to be... I'll go for a walk, yes, certainly. Why? Because I'm wearing the Parenting Hell 3000. That's why.
This episode is brought to you by O2.
I think that the
Right, now, you know when you're an idiot with your kids to make them laugh, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. Like, you put on a funny hat or something like that, yeah? You put a sock on your head. That kind of thing. You know, that kind of bounce.
Sort of, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you'll do something wacky to make your kid laugh.
What's the wackiest thing you've ever done?
I don't know.
Did you ever pretend to hit your head and fall to the floor?
I think the pretend slapstick's fun, isn't it? The pretend slapstick. Yeah. Or the raspberry is an easy one, isn't it, if you're struggling?
Pull my finger, do a blow off.
Yeah, exactly. Not a blow off, but yes. I put on a funny
hat.
I've put on a funny hat for my daughter.
What was it?
I can't remember. And she just looked at me and she said, that's actually not that funny. Just like that.
Oh.
And it was a moment where I thought,
yeah, that's bad, because she sort of knows what you're trying to do.
Yeah, she's like, that's not that funny. Just like very matter of fact. And you've got the hat on your head and you're thinking, I'm a fucking twat in this situation. I feel like a real wanker.
You should get her in a last leg writer's room. Just the sort of like, any ideas are getting away from you free. And she just goes, actually, that's not that funny. What else have you been up to with the kids?
Well, I'm going to send you a video now. My daughter's friend has mistaken me for someone. You'll have to describe the video, Rob, as you're watching it.
Okay. Okay, right, I'm going to play the video, so...
What did you say,
Margaret?
Then who is it?
Who's what?
So she's sat down in a lovely front room, by the way, beautiful fireplace, and she's eating plain pasta, which I massively respect, and she's pointing at a telly screen.
Why? Who did you think it was?
Josh.
Who?
Josh.
You thought this person here was Josh?
Elton John. let me play.
That's Elton John, darling.
This is
familiar,
and the person wearing glasses
looks like Josh.
I don't
think Josh has got a coat like that.
Now she said it.
Oh, come on
now. She's far off the mark. No, I'm saying, like, you take the glitz and glamour away.
You're looking at it. That's unbelievable. He's never worn a pair of sensible shoes in his life, Rob.
No, but I'm saying, if you take Elton John, the bare bones of him, with his hair, if that's what you want to call it, his hair, normal glasses, not the sparkly one, you put him in a stripy Pizza Express t-shirt and a blue jacket, you're looking at Josh Whittaker at 73.
Oh, God, no, no.
I can see it, Josh. Honest.
She nailed me for who I am.
What does Rose think about this? Does she think you like Elton John?
No, she hasn't said that.
She hasn't denied it. Honestly, I'm not even doing it.
We haven't discussed it. We all laughed at the video. I don't think you can see it. I think you can see a way to wind me up. That's what I think you can see.
I could. If you strip back the wacky clothes, I'm not now, but in a few years, Josh.
Oh, God. What do you think, Michael?
I can't stop looking at the pictures.
Yeah, I can see it. I think the essence of you is in there.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what it is, Michael. The essence of Whittaker is there. Little bit shuffly.
Little
smiley foot. You're a little bit shuffly, aren't you?
Element of national treasure around me, is that what you're thinking? Loved by millions?
I can't stop looking at pictures of Elton John now.
Oh, God, is that where I'm going? That's where I'm going. I'm Elton John.
This one really looks like you. If you take away the brooch, the earring and the red sunglasses...
Yeah, but
they're
never...
quite distracting.
Okay,
you've got the same mouth.
I haven't got the same mouth as Elton John.
You do.
You know where he is there? Because he's with his son, isn't he? They're just about to watch the snowman.
With all the guys. Oh, that's funny. That's fun. I can see that now a bit, Josh.
Yeah.
Maybe you could finish the tour shows with Rocket Man.
Rob, when you die, I'm going to rewrite Candle in the Wind about you.
Do you know what, though, Josh? We need to finish big.
I'm not going to do Rocket Man. Show. We could do Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Rob. You could be Kiki D and I could be Elton John.
Oh, my. Do you know what, though? That sort of seems fun on paper, but I'm so bad at singing, I think people would just leave.
Yeah. Well, it's a good way to get people to file out at the end.
Okay, I can see the essence of you in Elton John. You fancy yourself as a bit of a singer?
No, I don't know.
You always wanted to be in a band. That was your number. I always wanted to be a footballer. You always wanted to be in a band.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be the singer. I wanted to be the brooding guitarist, Rob.
Right, okay. Piano?
I can't play the piano. I wish I could. I've always wanted to be able to play the piano. But it would feel weird to take it out the week after you're mistaken for Elton John.
I think it would be perfect. I'm in.
Rob, I want to know about Australia.
Right, okay. Well, so I've been here 2 weeks now.
So you're out there on tour.
I'm on tour. So I'm touring. I went to Perth.
Yeah.
Then I went from Perth to Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra. I'm in Brisbane now. Then I go to Sydney. Then I go to Wellington, Christchurch, Auckland, and then fly home.
Oh, lovely. Away from the fam.
Away from the family. I'll be honest with you, the flight was amazing because I was so tired. I basically slept the whole way. I am desperately missing the kids now. And Lou, it's like 2 weeks is a long time. So I've got another week and a half. But yeah, massively missing them, to be honest.
And what's the contact like? How does it work?
Basically, now, like, I can only really speak to them either first thing in the morning or last thing at night.
Yeah.
So the kids rang me today, and it's quite exciting, Josh. My venue in Brisbane was next door to the studios of where they make Bluey.
Oh, whoa, that is
and
big.
And I got invited in to see where the magic happens.
Oh, wow, by Joe Thingy?
Yeah, but he wasn't there, the creative guy, but the team were that have a...
Oh,
we're working
word.
On a little thing with Bluey, aren't we, Josh?
We can't say what it is. We can't say what it is.
And I've seen the thing.
Oh, no way, is it good?
It's good.
Oh,
it's really good.
I can't wait.
We can't say what it is, but...
Can't say what it
the
is.
The parent in hell... Bluey collab.
Parenting Hell times Bluey.
So we're doing that, so that's exciting. We can't... Yeah. They'll announce that in due course. But no, so the problem with Australia is, Josh, the time zones. I didn't realise about the time zones. By the way, it's rained every day since I got here. It's been sunny twice in 2 weeks.
Even though Santa's in his shorts.
Absolute joke. But it's weird, it's hot but rainy. It's a bit tropical in Brisbane. Anyway, so you get to Perth, right?
Hmm.
And you land in Perth, so you're getting used to the time zone because it's completely different to the UK. But Perth is 3 hours behind... Oh, I'm confused. But there's a three-hour gap between Perth on the west coast and then, like, all the stuff on the east coast.
Yeah, yeah,
so
Brisbane.
We flew over, it's a three-hour gap.
Right? God, I've got no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So I flew to like Melbourne. It was a 3 hour gap, right? Three hour delay, whatever it's called, time zone difference. And then I flew to Adelaide, and Adelaide was half an hour behind Melbourne.
What?
I didn't know you could do a half an hour one.
I've just done a half an hour.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Half an hour.
Just picking at the details.
Then I flew from there to Brisbane, and they're an hour behind Melbourne, but an hour and a half behind
what?
Adelaide. And it's flight.
Oh,
it's fucking bananas, mate. So the problem is, Josh, right, I'm on the time zone now. Okay, I go to bed a bit later and wake up a bit later, but that's because I'm finishing work at 10. So I'm on the normal time zone for my job.
Yeah.
However, the last thing to adjust to the time zone is your bumhole.
What?
My bowel movements.
Oh, no.
My bowel movements are still jet lagged.
Oh, no.
I'm a regular guy.
Are you? Are you one of those people that has a dump at the same time every day?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm regular.
What time?
Right? Well, normally it's after my morning coffee at around sort of 7, 8 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Get it out of the way.
About 10 minutes after I've got, boom, straight out. And then I'll have another one later on. That's a little bit more tight. That can shift slightly. However, I've come out here for 12 nights in a row.
Yeah.
I've had to get up and have a shit at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, my God. Rob, that is a nightmare. Oh, no. Just by doing it every night, you're reinforcing the problem. You need to train your anus like a baby.
You can't train your anus, Josh. Anus will do what it wants when it wants.
That's what people with babies that don't sleep say, Rob. That's what I said.
What should I do? Stroke my anus's nose?
Yeah, stroke your anus's nose.
I'm going to... Well, tonight at 2:30 a.m, I'll think of you stroking my anus. Yeah. But I don't know what to do because you can't. And also, when you wake up in the middle of the night,
you know, can I just ask? Yeah, this is my big question. So if I go for a poo, right, I will sit, read my phone, enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
If I go to the toilet in the middle of the night, and I'm not one of those people that gets up to go to the toilet generally, but I've got to try and maintain an element of sleepiness. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over. I look like I've been spiked.
Do you?
But I'm
so are you on your phone or are you just going, let's just get through this and get back to bed?
In the dark.
In the dark?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, that's a bit weird.
I'm wiping in the pitch black. The thing is, even though I know that's my schedule in Australia, that's just when I do it now. Every time I wake up, I always think it's going to be bad because whenever you wake up in the night and need a poo, normally it's a bad one. It's a bad thing's going to happen.
Right? Yeah, of course, it's associated with illness.
Yes, but it isn't. It's just absolutely textbook. And what I've been doing is I've been like not getting that, sometimes not getting back to sleep, and like sort of being up for the day.
And what, 2:30 from your poo? Poo 30? Yeah,
but then poo. Poo 30 every night. But what I've been doing is having like 3 hours sleep and then getting through the day, then the next day sleeping for 13 hours. That's not healthy, is it?
That's not good.
At one point, I was up for so long with jet lag. Lou texted me, went, Rob, are you okay? I went, yeah, why? She went, every time I've messaged you over the last 72 hours, you've messaged immediately. When have you slept?
Oh my God.
The airports, domestic airports in Australia are so easy.
Yeah.
It's like getting a train. They've got machines, Josh.
Yeah.
You don't have to get laptops or computers out.
Oh my word. Yeah, I went through an airport
it's so
like
fast.
That. There's a UK airport, the London City's now like that. But I was going through it and they'd got the new technology that meant they didn't need to get the laptop out of the bag. And the guy was having to have an argument with every single person going through to tell them to put their laptop back in their bag. Adding to the time scale. It was an absolute disaster. Adding to the time scale. No, you don't. No, put it back in. Put it back in.
No. You put it back in the bag.
In the bag.
But can I scan it out? No, we can scan it out, but we're trying to speed it up by keeping it in. So you put it back in. A couple of other things that happened to me. Yeah. I keep just walking about on my own. But and also, it's quite empty, Australia, so it just feels like lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's no one about, and I'm just walking. And then I tried to... It's really wholesome, Australia. I mean, honestly, if I was like a tradesperson, if I was a plumber or gas fitter or someone that worked outside or a builder, I'd definitely move here because it's just so much nicer to do that job.
Yeah.
It's such a more laid-back atmosphere and it's easy to get to places. And
so you're just walking empty streets like 28 days later kind of situation.
Yeah, a little bit. I was walking through a park and it was really pretty and there was loads of lovely families
I've just thought of a joke.
Go on.
28 good days later.
I like it.
Sorry, carry on.
No, but I wanted to try and film like the park, because they have all these picnics going on and the weather's beautiful and it's sunny and they've got loads of great facilities. It's a beautiful country. It's an amazing place to bring up kids. And so I was like, I tried to film like how nice it was.
Yeah.
And I realised I was just filming a family's picnic. And a bloke looked at me and went, what are you doing? I went, nothing, and then walked off.
Oh,
it was so horrible.
Oh, God.
And it's weird also as well because like I'm sort of like... A few people know who I am in Australia, but not like in the UK. So I'm sort of that everyone thinks they went to school with me, sort of.
Yeah.
That sort of level of fame where like, you know, people sort of recognise your face, but don't really know where from. Just sort of, I'm just like, I'm basically that YouTube bloke. Normally I don't realise how much I get away with sort of being odd in places by just going, oh, you're Rob Beckett, aren't you? But now I'm just like that weird fucking Pom walking around filming children.
What do they make of you as an Englishman? Do you get a lot of credit for that? Like, are they interested in it?
I changed all the references in my show to suit an Australian audience full of fucking British people.
Is it? Of course it is. Maybe I should do it next tour.
You should definitely come out. Honestly, it's great. It's really good. I'm going to do it next time and try and bring the kids.
Yeah.
But the problem is communicating with home because it's either... So basically, I can talk to Lou when I've woken up and I'm full of beans and not if I've... not after 2:30, I'm not.
No. You're not calling her for the 2:30 sitting there.
No.
Lou's phone goes at lunchtime. She's like, oh, no. He's having a shit.
No, so I ring full of beans and excited in the morning and she's tired watching I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
Or she rings me full of beans in the morning and I've just finished a gig and I'm knackered. So you're never on the same wavelength. You're always at odds. And then, so Lou, right? So I've been putting in events in my diary for stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like that I'm going to do, like drinks with mates or whatever. So it's obviously, I'm putting it in for the right time for the UK, but it's coming up in her phone as the odd time because...
Yeah.
So I've not even finished putting an event in my diary. He's like, we're taking him to go and see the Grinch then. I'm like, I haven't even finished putting the fucking event in the calendar. And she's texting me on WhatsApp going, no, we can't do that, Elwin. And then I was like, that's the wrong day. Because what I have to press is all day events. So it means it's on that day. So yeah, the time zone don't affect it. Yeah. And she's just fucking going mad at me. Anyway, I've learned the do not disturb button. Because the first three nights I was awake all night for messages. And people ringing my ring doorbell.
I've been ringing ring. Do you know what I've just got into, Rob? Record screen.
Come on.
Talking about phones. I love record screen.
What for?
Just like, I sent you a bit of a podcast the other day, didn't I? You can just record, like, if there's a funny thing, like a funny video, you can just record it. It's great. Anyway, carry on.
Did you not know you could do that?
No, because I'm an old man, Rob.
Have you just found that out?
Yeah, yesterday.
And Rose is worried about your shoes. How much older are you than Rose, or is Rose older than you?
Rose is a month older than me.
Do you reckon that's what it is, the shoe stuff?
What do you mean? Because
you're supposed to be the cool... She's the cougar.
And I'm the toy boy.
You're the little young little toy boy, sort of twinkie guy. And she's like, I've got this young guy. I'm into young guys. And then now you're talking about comfortable shoes. And she's like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah. I think when Rose signed up with me, she never thought I was a cool young buck. For instance, I'm the kind of person who uses the phrase cool young buck, which is a real kid.
Do you want to do some correspondence?
Oh, can I ask one more question about Australia, Rob? Can I ask one more question,
Yes,
Rob?
Go on.
How are your daughters taking to it, you being away?
So, right, this is... I mean, this might be quite helpful for people that work away. But they're a bit younger now, so I don't ask to FaceTime them.
Yeah, because that can ruin everything, like the balance at home, if it's going all right, yeah?
Yes, so if Lou's sort of doing that, and then I just burst in, so I like, I ring Lou and chat to Lou, and they're like, oh, and Lou will message me when the girls ask to talk to me, because I don't want to keep sort of badgering them, kind of thing. So whenever they talk to me, I always talk to them.
Yeah,
but so I allow them to do that. They are missing me a little bit, but they've been really busy with school, and that's why we did it now, because they're so busy at school. Yeah. At school, there's loads of fun stuff going on there, like doing rehearsals for Christmas plays and shows, and then they had a sleepover at their nan's on Saturday. So by the time I come back, at the moment, I'm in a bit of a funk, if I'm honest, because it's like, I've done so much, and I've been away for so long, and I've still got another week and a half.
Yeah.
And it's really sort of difficult. They're so young and so cute. And you just want to see them, but it is really hard. But I think sometimes that it's actually the adult and the parent that is struggling more with it than the kids. They're way harder than you realise.
Yeah,
and it's sometimes me going, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be home soon," and all that, and that they pick up on that.
And so, they're like, "I couldn't give a fuck."
Yeah, pretty much. And like they've asked after me a little bit, but.
Yeah.
They want some like koala teddies. So I've gotten some koala teddies, and they wanted a mummy one and a little one. So I found that and things like that. So I'm properly missing them, to be honest. But it's one of those things where I had to do this tour now because if you don't do it on this tour, I've got to wait 3 years until I've finished my next tour. It's great. You should, honestly, they'll love you out here because of the last leg.
You'd hope. Can I ask one more Australia question?
Yeah,
go on. Are you going to go to Ramsey Street?
No, I'm not really bothered about that.
For God's sakes.
Sorry.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What have I done?
Oh, no.
I watched the Australia game. No one gave a shit about that. The World Cup's on the really
weird
times.
It's the World Cup. Is that a thing over there?
Not really. No, they don't understand what's going on. I was in a pub with the Australia game and they were winning. They beat someone, didn't they? Did they beat?
Yeah, they beat someone 1-0, didn't they? It's rubbish.
Tunisia, 1-0.
Tunisia, yeah.
And then it got to the 90 minute. You know, it gets to the 90th minute, then there's injury time. Lou doesn't even like football. She knows there's injury time.
Yeah.
In a pub, they're like, come on, let's go. You know, I don't know why they're American. Let's fucking do it, my Garneroos, and all that. Yeah. And anyway, it got to like 89 minutes and 90 and 50 seconds. They started going like 10.
Oh,
9.
Come on.
Like, as if a buzzer was going to go off at 90.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
and then,
embarrassing.
Obviously, they counted down to 0, and then it was like 6 minutes extra. And I was like, fuck it, hell, mate. What's going on? 6 more minutes? And I was just like, oh, fuck off. I hope you lose.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Glad you're enjoying it, Rob.
No, it is good. You should come out.
I will.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm doing Sydney, right? So if anyone's listening to this and lives in Sydney, please come to the show tonight on the 29th of November, because I sold out the room on the Wednesday. So they went, let's put another show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I have not sold that one out, Josh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
At all.
Oh, no. Oh.
So it's
what percentage are we talking?
I think 38%.
Oh, that's going to be... That's a tasty one. And also, what you've got to remember with that 38% of people, Rob, they are also the people that wanted to come the least.
Yes, because they bought it after the first lot.
Yeah. So they're also the least pumped for the experience as well. Just as a helping hand, I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an entire balcony empty. It's going to feel like I've been cancelled.
Well,
it's practice.
It's fine though, Rob, because you're doing them in the right order. You've added one on the Tuesday.
Yes.
You're not doing Wednesday. Great.
I know.
Thursday. Oh, God.
No, it'll be fine. It'll pick up. Don't worry about it. I'll get some wall cups. I just need 950 wall cups to sell out. That'll be fine.
Get them to leave the football early.
I might reroute a fun run into the theatre. Just change all the signs. Yeah, this way. Just coming in. Yep, there you go. Just take a seat.
What percentage of your audience are Brits, then, in real terms?
Do you know what? It's about 50-50 in the room, to be honest.
Blimey. Has there been any parenting hell people? Any parenting hell mentions?
Yeah, I've been at a few gigs where someone went, "Where's Josh?"
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, that's not how it works.
But the awkward thing is I have to explain to half the room who you are, because not everyone listens to the podcast.
Exactly.
So if they said Josh Widdicombe, some of them might have known you off YouTube and Last Meg. But someone just goes, "Where's Josh?"
Yeah.
And I went, "Well, he's probably at home. I'm in Australia." Then I turned around and I went, "I've just checked. He's fucking your mum." And
here
I wasn't proud of
here
it.
We go.
But
that's
I just needed
stuff,
to do
Rob,
something.
That was good stuff. It's good gear.
Josh Widdicombe is fucking your mum, okay?
Yeah.
That's where he is.
Yeah.
But no, they've been good, the gigs. They're brilliant audiences. I love it out here, to be honest. It's really nice. But I quite like to be with my family.
Oh, Rob.
But, you know, there's lots of things in the world. I'm not moaning. I don't want any sympathy. I'm very lucky to do what I do, and I fucking love it. But it doesn't matter who you are, where you are. If you're away from your family, it's difficult at points.
Exactly.
But it's quite nice getting a lot of sleep. Get so much fucking sleep, though, mate. I don't rub it in to people that aren't sleeping, but... Sleeping a lot.
Do you want me to do a quick bit of correspondence? Oh, past life children's stories. Are we up for this?
Oh, yes. This is from Dan Schreiber episode.
Yeah, this is my kind of topic. Hello, Rob and Josh. Thanks for a great podcast. Oh, I'm reading Dan Schreiber's book and I'm loving it. There's a thing about a theory in it that some people have. This isn't the thing I'm just telling you, Rob.
Yeah.
That the reason the Titanic
sunk... And everyone else listening.
Yeah, yeah, no, sorry. I realised you thought that might have been the email.
Should I have to stop listening at this point?
No. Was that
an instruction to listener that they shouldn't listen to this?
Sorry. But what I meant was, this isn't the email. This is me speaking.
Right,
the theory about the Titanic is that the reason it sunk is because it had so many time travellers on it, right?
Oh, do me a favour.
No.
Are they heavier than normal people?
No, but the theory is, if people could time travel, right, then they'd all go to the historic points in history. And so they'd all go to the Titanic. And then so many people are on the Titanic that it sinks.
Who the fuck's doing that?
Well, that's a good point, isn't it? Who's going to the Titanic?
Yeah, but what came first then, the sinking?
Well, that's the interesting thing, Rob. Maybe it didn't sink at all until the time travellers started going.
If I could time travel, Titanic would be so far down the list of where I'd go.
Where are you going, Rob?
I'd rather go to the premiere of the Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. What a night that would be.
Oh, great. Gemma Collins, Charlie Brooker, they'd all be there.
Yeah, where would you go if you could time travel?
I'd either go to, like, the 60s in London or the 90s in London. God, I'm unambitious. Where would you go?
I think I'd go to, like, major sporting moments or, like, I'd go to, like, a gig where, like, Oasis played to, like, 200 people.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. If I went to the 90s, you know, if I was in the 90s at the height of Britpop, or as the 60s in London when the Beatles were living there and all that, oh, man.
Yeah, so, and your time travel in just to live there and not time travel again. I'm packing in about 5 gigs a night.
Yeah, no, I'm just doing a good night's sweetheart.
So you just time travelling and...
Just, like, chilling out for a few years there.
Shuffling in your mod clothes. Okay. So I'm doing, like, greatest hits of all these different bands, jumping about.
Yeah, you're Quantum Leap.
Time travel, you can go again, can't you?
Yeah.
So would you go to... Actually, I would go Titanic if I could time
travel.
There he
is. Someone's weighing down the Titanic. This is how it works, Rob.
Yeah,
this is how it works.
So I'd go to the iceberg, actually, and watch it from there.
Just with your finger, giving them the Vs. Unlucky losers. Then you'd slip straight in with them.
That would be a horrible place to go. I reckon if you time travel to the Titanic, you'd get there and go, "This is horrific. I've got to go.
Yeah,
I'm just going to leave."
Yeah.
And time travel somewhere else.
What about JFK? One of those. Would you do, like, one of those big events like that? Would you change anything, Rob?
No, I'd go out on the piss and watch a few bands.
Yeah.
And then I'd put something in front of it so JFK didn't die and just see what happened.
Hello, Rob and Josh. Thanks for the great podcast. I love listening. I have no kids, but have worked in a nursery for 20 years. I listened to one of the recent episodes where you asked if anyone's children had said that they had been here before. My sister, who is now 32 years old, told us when she was 5 years old that she used to be John Lennon. She could tell us random information, such as his address, his favourite food, etc. I know his address. Things a five-year-old wouldn't normally really know. And this was before we had the internet.
Oh, my neck's tingling.
Yeah, this is weird.
You know when you get that, like, spooky? I don't like it. I'm in a hotel on my own. I don't like it, Josh.
My dad said to her, well, it can't be true as you were born in 1990 and John Lennon passed away in 1980. My sister looked and my dad had said, I was a squirrel for 10 years.
Okay. I believe it less now, weirdly, the squirrel stuff. But how does she know the address?
It depends. The address he died at was the Dakota Building in New York. And I actually know the name of the house he grew up in, Rob, because I'm a nerd. But I didn't when I was five. So how does a five-year-old know that? And did John Lennon have a favourite food? I don't remember that. I've never heard that about John Lennon. Favourite food?
I reckon it's whatever Yoko Ono cooked.
Yeah. Well, have you heard his episode of Off Menu?
No, I haven't, actually. Is it good?
Curry, jelly and tea were his favourite foods. There you go. Oh. So there you go. That's a good past lifer, isn't it? Do you want one more past life children's story?
One more past life and then we'll do small business.
Are you feeling nervous in your hotel room listening to these?
I felt creeped out by that. Then the squirrel made me feel better.
Dear Rob and Josh, having listened to your Dan Schreiber app, I wanted to share my spooky experience of my child talking about a previous life. When my daughter, now 8, was about 5, I was lighting a fire in the lounge. She kept getting really close, so I told her to be careful and that she must always stay away from fire. She said, Mum, when I was Emily Elizabeth, which is not her name, and lived with my grandmother in the big house because my parents were dead, I used to have to light 50 fires every day, so you don't need to tell me. I was totally freaked out. Halloween is her favourite time of year, and she loves a graveyard. Love the podcast.
Who the fuck is this
Thanks
kid?
Thanks for keeping me sane. Jan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Scary.
I don't
Scary.
Like
it. Scary.
What do you think? Do you think it is, though, that kids have, like, proper vivid dreams?
I don't know.
Pick up stuff that just floats around their head? Because I tried to do lucid dreaming for a bit. You ever done a lucid dream where you control your dreams?
No. Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. You have to just train the books you can do. You have to train your brain. It's basically getting to your subconscious thing where it's like, you have to keep saying, am I dreaming or is this real?
Yeah.
And then you go and do, and then like, but then you sort of do that as you're sleeping as well. And then you can sort of, you can do what you want in your dreams.
Oh, that's good. I might have a go at that.
But you have to train yourself to do it. It's like a bit of a.
Did you manage it?
Yeah, I just basically, in my dream, I had a shit at 4 a.m. just for a couple of hours extra sleep.
I say, Rob, that is the perfect end to the podcast.
By the time, I wish I could tie it all up, get some sleep. I'm all right. Hopefully my bummer will change its sketch, but I'll keep you posted. Do you want to do small business?
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. That's the perfect end to a podcast.
I've got one here. Here we go. This one here is from Paul. This one's from Paul in Great Knaresborough. One of my best mates' daughter is 19 and has set up a cake baking business. She's done amazingly well setting up the business all on her own and has worked very hard and would love some more followers and some more customers. She lives in Benfleet, Essex, and would love a shout out for her social media. And it's this one here, at Cakes Away UK. Cakes Away CakesAway UK on Instagram and Facebook. Cakes Away. Go to Cakes Away and get yourself a lovely cake. They look good, to be fair. Just had a quick look on the Instagram and it's Katie Baldwin, Cakes Away Bakery. Oh, they do like Elf on the Shelf ones. Oh, she's very good. She's got a van as well.
Fuck, I've got to do Elf on the Shelf this year.
You can hire a van. So Cakes Away. Good luck with that. 19. Running a business. Unbelievable. What are you doing at 19, Josh?
I was at university.
Okay.
Coasting.
Not running a business
along,
away, mate, with your own van.
I wasn't running
she's
a business,
got her own
no.
van.
I didn't have my own van. I didn't even have my own car.
Good on her. Cakes away.
I need to ask you about Elf on a Shelf next episode, Rob, because I don't know what to do with it and it's creeping up. Please could you give a small business shout out to my friend's brand new business at Super Dinky, DINKYUK. Super Dinky UK. They make beautiful handmade vests and outfits specifically for NICU babies, which stands for Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. So they are designed to be dressed around lines and tubes to give parents that first outfit experience for their friends and family. Aww. To give us gifts and support during a difficult time. My friend's baby was nearly 10 weeks early and her business partner was an NICU nurse that gave her support breastfeeding and made the world of difference to her journey. Please give Super Dinky a shout out as the community around their Instagram is also there to support NICU parents. That is a great business. Super Dinky UK. Everyone go out and support that.
Lovely. Well done, Joshua.
See you on Friday, Rob.
See you on Friday for another interview.
See you then. Bye.